This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1059. The only way to improve your IELTS listening.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Why should you listen to English that is difficult to understand? Today, you'll find out the benefits of challenging yourself and get strategies to score band 9 on IELTS listening.
Hey, Aubrey, how are you today?
I'm excellent. I just pulled one of my daughter's teeth that was sticking straight out. She has a total jack-o'-lantern grin. And one of them was hanging on. It would not come out. It was causing issues. She was miserable. I was miserable. And I'm so happy it's out of her face.
But there is so much about being a parent that just like, if you actually stop to think about what's happening, seems like something from science fiction. Just the fact that like our little people that we make with our bodies, we make people, first of all, weird. And then like tooth bones fall out of their face and it's a normal thing that happens all during growing up. In fact, it's like so normal now for James. We were eating ice cream the other day and a tooth just fell out of his face and it wasn't even a thing. It didn't hurt. It wasn't like ice cream pulled it out. Ice cream is soft. No. It's just, it just fell out of his face. And
he's doing
really
it right
then
because it like is getting loose on its own. He's wiggling it. That's how it should be. It should just come out. My kids, it's always like, okay, mom, I'm ready for you to pull. And it's not actually ready and it's traumatic. And we're working on it. It's like always traumatic. I must be doing it wrong.
No, you're not. I mean, there have
is
been
there
traumatic
a right way?
Teeth. There
yeah,
have
okay.
definitely been traumatic teeth in our lives. Okay, guys, we're not here to talk about teeth. We're here to talk about how to improve your listening. Guys, if you really, really, really do actually want to improve your listening, and you're not just saying you want to get better listening scores and not doing anything about it, guys, you have to challenge yourself with material that is too difficult. And we're going to explain how that helps you today and why you should do it. Because I get a lot of messages from students like, this is too hard. I can't do it. Like, this isn't helping me. I'm not understanding the whole thing. So it's not helping me. And that is simply not true. So before we get into these details, guys, we want to remind you, another way to improve your listening is by coming to our web class, right?
Yes, this is going to be so fun, you guys. It's Jessica and I this month, July 24th and 26th. You can sign up at allearsenglish.com/phone because it's all about understanding phone calls better. And this is so appropriate today because these are also skills that will help you understand anytime someone is speaking in English, because the hardest time to understand is when you're on the phone and you can't see those visual cues, or on IELTS listening when you're listening to audio and you have no visual cues.
Exactly. So guys, grab your spot. Aubrey and I are there live. It's not recorded. So show up, guys, allearsenglish.com/phone. Okay. So let's look at this with a scientific eye. We're going to analyze this, guys, be critical of this activity so you understand how it helps you. So why should you choose to listen to podcasts, for example, that are made for native speakers? They're so hard, right? We speak quickly. There are incomplete sentences. There's tough vocab. So if it's so hard, how does this help you? Well, here's a fact, guys. First of all, there will be chunks you do understand. Like, you're understanding us right now, right? So it's not like you're a beginner at English. So that's the first thing we have to know, right? There will be parts that you will understand. Now, how is that part helpful?
I mean, you need to start understanding difficult audio for the IELTS exam, because this is not the type of audio that is like a podcast that is made for language learners, where they're slowing it down, they're making it difficult. So when you do understand chunks, this cements the English knowledge that you already have and the vocabulary that you have learned and the grammar that you already have. You're starting to recognize and pull out the things that you have learned, and it's improving your listening comprehension.
You know, it's like once you notice something, you can't stop noticing it, right? So it's like My son is obsessed with cars and trucks. He has been his whole life. He wants to be a mechanical engineer when he grows up. Like, these are things that have never changed. That's just who he is. It's who he'll always be. So right now, his current passion is the Dodge Dakota truck. Don't ask me. I mean, I've listened to hours of him talking about this, but my point is, once he mentioned Dodge Dakota, I'm seeing these trucks everywhere. You know what I mean? So This is what happens with our brains. Once it comes into your conscious knowledge, you are going to notice it more, right? If you don't know it, you're not going to see it. Type thing, right? Our brains can't process everything that comes at us. So this is why it's so important to be immersed in English as much as possible. The more these words come across your brain, the more likely it is you will remember and understand them and be able to use them in the future. So it cements the English knowledge you have. So there will be entire chunks, swaths of this audio that you will understand, and that is also useful. Now, what about the chunks that we don't understand? Guys, this is where learning happens, but you have to make it happen, right? You can't just like let this unfamiliar language wash over you and then like pass away. You're not going to learn anything from that. So you have to make it happen. Choose podcasts that have transcripts. Choose YouTube videos that have subtitles, okay? And then when there are entire pieces that you don't understand, that's where you focus in on. Rewind, listen again, read the subtitles, read the transcripts, take notes, right? Choose like two vocabulary phrases that are new. Choose a grammar structure that is new. And then it is up to you to learn what they mean and practice them. You got them from context, right? So pay attention to that. Write your own definition and then make yourself use it. How can our students use this new knowledge? Hello, awesome IELTS students. Have you ever talked on the phone in English and been terrified? Guys, it's tough, but you will have to talk on the phone in English in the future. So come hang out with me and Aubrey live in our web class, guys, all about telephone English, how to do it, and what to say. Guys, grab your spot right now for July 24th or 26th. Grab your spot at allearsenglish.com/phone. See you there, guys.
Well, the thing is, you guys, your brain is a muscle. So if you don't use it, you're going to lose it, right? You have to keep it sharp, just like your body. We exercise to keep our body strong and healthy, and we have to do the same thing with the brain. This is how you exercise it, is to use it. And when you hear and see things a second time, even if you didn't understand it that first time, then it continues to be cemented. Your brain is worked, your brain grows. And just like you said, Jessica, this is where learning happens, so that you start, you understand it the next time.
Totally. So we work with this idea a lot when we're creating materials for you guys. Comprehensible input. It's something I mention all the time because it's a shortcut to understanding the way our brains learn. Stephen Krashen, noted linguist, still alive, teaches at UCLA, I think. But this means that the only way you guys are going to improve your language in any skill, listening, reading, writing, speaking, the only way we improve is by taking in material that is above our level, right? It has to challenge you. It has to pull you up. So guys, this is where it's so important. Remember, these two steps are linked, okay? So in this second part, the times you don't understand, you're learning, you're writing down new words, you're writing down new grammar structures, and then it becomes the first step when you hear it again, when you see it again. It cements that learning, right? It's this cycle, guys, that is pulling your level up constantly. So this is why, guys, you have to choose material that challenges you. Do not stick to easy stuff. Guys, if you think that only listening to this podcast is going to give you everything you need to improve your listening, you're wrong. Guys, yes, don't stop listening to our podcast. Still listen to our podcast. But guys, you have to challenge yourselves by using material that is not made for native speakers. So let's recommend a couple podcasts that you guys can check out that are our current favorites. I have a new podcast I just started listening to. I think there are 3 episodes out. It's called The AACcast, AACK. It's about a comic named Kathy. The Kathy comic strip, guys, it's an American iconic classic. It's notable because the cartoonist, the author, was the only female working in comics, and it became one of the most famous and iconic comics in the history of American cartoons. And so the podcast examines this story from a feminist point of view, from a cultural point of view, and it's really fascinating. So check out the AACcast, AACK.
Okay, I want to recommend one too. Okay. That I love. It's called Lore. I know I've talked to you about this before, yeah. Jessica. It's so great. My kids love it. It's great for any age. It's about like interesting folklore and myths that are believed all over the world, and the going into the history and who believes this and why, and all of the interesting details about it, like leprechauns and the Loch Ness Monster, things like that.
Fun.
But it's fascinating. And so I could see something like this, if you're interested in that at all, this really keeping you engaged. And your brain is going to be working harder to try and understand because it's interesting, right? So yeah, I definitely recommend Lore.
That's awesome. Guys, even if you look at these 2 recommendations, these are still related to IELTS. I mean, think about my description of the AACcast, right? Culture, gender issues, entertainment, totally, art, all of this stuff comes up on IELTS. And getting into what Aubrey's talking about, superstition, tradition, custom, history, all of this stuff comes up on the IELTS exam, guys. So definitely check out stuff that interests you. Oh my gosh, both of these recommendations I find totally fascinating, and they're completely different. So check them out, guys. The AACcast and the Lore podcast. It's also a TV show on Prime, I believe.
Yes, that's right. I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it?
I have not. So guys, let us know what you think. You can also send us a question about IELTS. Just email us support@allearsenglish.com. And remember to grab your spot for our live web class, guys. Come hang out with me and Aubrey. Yes. Hang out with us. Ask us questions. It's going to be so fun, guys. Vocabulary, strategies. How can you be confident on the phone in English? Guys, you're definitely going to need to talk on the phone in English in your future. So sign up, guys. Grab your spot, allearsenglish.com/phone.
Yes, awesome. And there's a Q&A at the end. I don't know if people realize that. You can ask us anything live. We're in there answering questions. Totally. I love a good Q&A. I think it's so fun.
I love a good Q&A. Totally. All right, guys. Well, Aubrey, I'll see you tomorrow. And everyone else, I'll see you in the web class.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.